In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Notice the crescendo, the way in which the first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer all build upon one another. In the first petition, as we heard last week, we ask, how is God's name kept holy? And the Catechism answers, God's name is kept holy when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God also lead holy lives according to it. When His Word is taught in truth and purity, and we lead holy lives according to it. This week we ask, how does God's kingdom come? God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us His Holy Spirit so that by His grace we believe His Word and lead godly lives according to it, here in time and there in eternity. And then next week we'll ask, how is God's will done? And we'll answer, God's will is done when He breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let His kingdom come. It begins with the Word and our holy lives according to it. And then with the second petition, we acknowledge that the only way we believe His Word and lead godly lives according to it is that our Heavenly Father would give us His Holy Spirit. And then in the third petition, we confess our adversaries who don't want those two first petitions of the Lord's Prayer to be done in the world or done for us also. So here we are in the middle of this logical progression. With a focus on the kingdom of God, our prayer that the kingdom which comes even without our prayer, would come to us also. So what does this mean, the kingdom of God? In the Large Catechism, Luther says, we pray here in the first place that this may happen with us. We pray that His name may be so praised through God's holy word and a Christian life that we who have accepted it may abide and daily grow in it, and that it may gain approval and acceptance among other people. We pray that it may go forth with power throughout the world. We pray that many may find entrance into the kingdom of grace, be made partakers of redemption, and be led to it by the Holy Spirit, so that we all together may remain forever in the one kingdom now begun. For the coming of God's kingdom to us happens in two ways. Here in time, through the word and faith, and in eternity forever through revelation. Now we pray for both of these things. We pray that the kingdom may come to those who are not in it, and by daily growth, that it may come to us who have received it, both now and hereafter in eternal life. All this is nothing other than saying, Dear Father, give us your word so that the gospel may be preached properly throughout the world. Second, may the gospel be received in faith and work and live in us so that through the word and the Holy Spirit's power, your kingdom may triumph among us. And we pray that the devil's kingdom be put down so that he may have no right or power over us until at last his power may be utterly destroyed, so sin, death, and hell shall be exterminated. Then we may live forever in perfect righteousness and blessedness. So be careful what you pray for. To pray this petition is to take sides in a war. To be in a kingdom is to have a king, to live under his reign. And the entrance into this king's reign is, according to his own announcement, repentance. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There is no neutral ground, no unaffiliated territory between the kingdom of God and the kingdom, the domain of the devil. To pray this petition is to renounce allegiance to any other kingdom, to give up all self-trust and the vain pursuit of pleasure or happiness. To pray this petition is repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That is, the King is here, at hand, with hands. For the moment, he reigns from the cross, hands outstretched in welcoming love and absolution. At the moment, he reigns from the font, with a share in his death and resurrection, a full share in his divine inheritance with each of you. For the moment, he reigns from his altar, with nourishment for each day of life in his kingdom, with a food more durable than death, a bread which endures to eternal life, and a wine to quench forever the parch of death. For the moment, he reigns in his church, daily and richly forgiving your sins and the sins of all his subjects. Again, be careful what you pray for. The kingdom of God comes even without your prayers, but you pray in this petition that it may come to you also, that the Spirit would work repentance in you, turning you day by day, moment by moment, from the kingdom of Satan, from the kingdom of the world, from the kingdom of your own sinful flesh, that he would give you faith in the crucified King and bring you under his reign now and forever, that he would order your life according to his word, that he would give you delight and pleasure in his word and his will, that he would align your will with his own, and that this reign would extend not just over you, but over the whole world. This kingdom, says the King, is like a man who scatters seed and has no idea how it sprouts or yields fruit. It is like the tiniest seed that grows into a plant, no, a tree, that takes over the whole garden, shades out the other plants, and invites the birds to nest in its branches. It's a kingdom that seems chaotic and uncontrolled, imprecise at best, until unseen until the day of the harvest. The kingdom is like a farmer who leaves for an extended vacation right after planting and stays away for the whole growing season. The kingdom is like a sower who sows without cultivating the ground or taking care not to waste any seed. The kingdom is like an investment banker who invests without researching and trusts that unseen future generations will cash in for a big payday. The kingdom is like an imprecise surgeon cutting and stitching with reckless abandon. The kingdom is like preachers who proclaim week after week to people with blank stares, troubles at home, and distracting kids who seem distracted, uninterested, unconverted. But the harvest is growing, unseen though it is. The tiniest seed is growing into a tree of life to make the sequoias look like twigs. The word always works. The Spirit never stops advancing the kingdom of God. This is a big prayer, an audacious ask, a potent petition. What you pray is more than you can imagine, and what the Father gives is far, far more than you can see. The kingdom of God comes, even without our prayers, but we pray in this petition that it may come among us also, that we may be counted in the harvest, and that our humble scattering of seed will bear fruit, here in time and there in eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.